Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, April 8th, and we have completed week 14 of 2024. As a reminder, BusinessTravel360.com is a great resource to take advantage of for everything business travel. Here you can listen, read, take advantage of bonus points and status match offers, keep track of some industry events, and have some fun with some great videos. Check all of this out at BusinessTravel360.com. Now, let's get to the headlines. Intercontinental airfares in the second quarter are declining as average daily hotel rates have significantly increased across several markets. This is according to Edvito's Quarterly Air and Hotel Price Index. The index shows intercontinental economy fares are down year over year on flights originating from every region except Africa and Latin America, where the fares are up 1% year over year. The declines stem from a strong recovery of airline capacity, a sluggish economy for some countries in Asia and Europe, and the impact of high travel costs on passenger demand. The sharpest decline are on flights originating in Asia, down 15% year over year, and North America, down 9% year over year. Intercontinental business class fares generally are showing less of a decline than economy fares and are up 1% year over year for the quarter in both North America and Europe. However, Edvito noted that this might be due to business class cabin seats being booked rather than economy fares. Hotel average price rates, meanwhile, are up 6% year over year globally and up across seven regions in the second quarter. The highest increases are in Latin America at 13%, Europe at 9%, Africa at 6%. Increases in other regions are in the 2 to 3% range. Spirit Airlines said that it would get a monthly credit from International Aero Engines through the end of 2024 as compensation for Spirit being unable to use aircraft with engine issues. The airline said in a filing with the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission that the agreement will boost liquidity by $150 million and $200 million. The engine maker is an affiliate of RTX Corp's Pratt & Whitney. The impact to Spirit's liquidity will be determined by the number of days in 2024 in which Spirit aircraft are unavailable due to engine issues. Under the agreement, Spirit has agreed to release IAE and its affiliates from claims related to the impacted engines that have accrued or how many will accrue prior to December 31st of 2024. Boeing has paid Alaska Airlines approximately $160 million in cash during the first quarter to cover losses due to the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration grounded the MAX 9 following a January 5th door plug blowout shortly after Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 departed Portland, Oregon. Alaska said that its operation and results were significantly impacted by the incident. The $160 million covers a loss in pre-tax profit, primarily comprising lost revenues, costs due to irregular operations, and costs to restore fleet from operating service. The airline added that without these factors, first quarter adjusted pre-tax profit would have improved about 80% year over year. Alaska Airlines said that the improvement to its core business performance has been driven by strategic network adjustments, strong demand within the quarter, and continued recovery of West Coast business travel. The Airline Pilots Association, the main union representing airline pilots, and industry executives both agree that the pilot shortage is stabilizing. A combination of the pandemic and mandatory retirement age helped lead to a pilot shortage at the beginning of the decade. More than 11,000 candidates received their certification just last year. The good news comes in the wake of the third reauthorization bill approved by Congress for the FAA. The pilots union highlighted recent released FAA pilot production data, adding that the U.S. is consistently certifying a greater number of airline pilots on a monthly basis compared to pre-pandemic levels. In fact, there might even be a surplus of pilots as some airlines have cut back their hiring. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. United Airlines is asking its pilots to take time off in May because of delays in receiving new planes that the airline ordered from Boeing, which is struggling with production due to manufacturing problems. The United Airlines spokesperson said that the offer is voluntary. United already had said it would pause pilot hiring due to Boeing delivery delays. United doesn't expect to get all the Boeing jetliners it ordered that was due to receive this year or next year. A month ago, United said that it was due 191 planes this year and 127 next year, but expects only 88 this year and 64 in 2025. Almost all the shortfalls consist of Boeing 737 MAX planes, including a larger, newer model. United had planned to begin flying 80 MAX 10 jets this year. The FAA has yet not certified the MAX 10. However, the FAA approval is likely to be further delayed by increased scrutiny since the panel blowout of the Alaska Airlines flight. United Airlines is considering options to replace orders for the MAX 10. Travel retailing platform Travelport has laid off an undisclosed number of employees in its commercial organization. A company spokesperson said that the reduction is across all regions, but it is not a company-wide initiative. According to Travelport's global head of external communications, who said, Travelport is focused on driving revenue growth while operating as efficiently as effectively as possible. In January, Travelport completed an equity financing transaction of $570 million that was initially announced in December. A year ago, on April 3, 2023, American Airlines pulled 40% of fares from EDIFACT in an effort to shift bookings to its direct or NDC channels. Travel management company Amtrav has been tracking Americans' fare availability and price differentials and released a one-year finding. Based on the customer bookings, the TMC found that on average for the period of April 2023 to March 2024, Americans' direct and NDC fares were lower than their EDIFACT counterparts 49% of the time. That breaks down to 47% of the time since last year, 9 months of 2023, and 52% of the time for the first quarter of 2024. The difference between Americans' EDIFACT and NDC fares has also been inching upwards. Amtrak found that in the one-year period, NDC fares were 10% lower on average than the available fares in EDIFACT when there was a difference. Those differentials were close to 9.5% on average for the last 9 months of 2023 and 11% for the first 3 months of 2024. Amtrak for the full year found that domestic fares were lower through direct and NDC channels 48% of the time and on average 10.5% lower. For international routes, those fares were lower than EDIFACT fares 53% of the time and an average of about 7.2% lower. Now let's get to some news of mergers and new partnerships. A group of investors led by corporate travel industry entrepreneur and Concur co-founder Steve Singh has acquired Direct Travel, with plans to expand the travel management company's footprint around the world, boosted by other technology offerings in Singh's portfolio, Spotnana, Troop, and Center. The investors joining Singh in the acquisition include some familiar names in the funding across those travel tech companies. Singh's Medora Ventures, Durable Capital Partners, and Top Tier Capital Partners, along with Blackstone Credit and Insurance. Financials of the deal were not disclosed, although Singh said that the purchase price was meaningful. It's a big business, he said. It's a $300 million business that's profitable and growing 10% per year. Steve Singh also said that he expects he can push that growth meaningfully above market rates for the foreseeable future, hitting 15-20% range by 2025. Direct Travel currently has more than 4,500 clients, largely in North America and largely in the mid-market space, although it does have some enterprise customers, including PayPal. The growth will come in partnership with travel technology offering Spotnana, meetings management platform Troop, and the payment expense provider Center. Hilton Worldwide has acquired a majority stake in the parent company of the luxury Nomad Hotel in London and plans to expand the brand throughout the world. Financial terms of the Hilton's acquisition of the majority stake of Sidel Group were not immediately disclosed. Sidel will be fully responsible for the design, branding, and management of the Nomad brand, according to Hilton, while Hilton handles development and expansion efforts. Hilton said it would advance stages with discussion with Sidel for 10 Nomad projects and as many as 100 could be developed over time. Each will be independently owned. The Nomad London and subsequent Nomad properties will participate in Hilton Honors Loyalty Program and tech platforms. Malaysia Airlines and Indigo announced that the two airlines have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to cooperate on routes between India and Malaysia. Through this agreement, Malaysia Airlines and Indigo will code-share on some routes and commercialize flights on each other's networks with the aim of facilitating the more seamless transfer of passengers between points in India and Southeast Asia. India is Malaysian Airlines' largest international market, with the airline currently operating 71 flights between its hub to cities around India. IndiGo currently flies nonstop between Chennai and Kuala Lumpur. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. Travel buyers gave rental car companies mixed results in BTN's 2024 car rental survey, with three of the five rated brands garnering higher scores compared with 2023, but two also declining. The average of the industry was 4.08 on an ascending scale of 1 to 5, down from 4.2 last year. National Rental Car secured another win, its ninth in a row, making it undefeated for as long as BTN has been conducting the survey. Meanwhile, chauffeured ground transportation suppliers held steady with buyers this year with an average of 3.83 rating on an ascending scale of 1 to 5, with 6 of the 10 categories surveyed showing year-over-year improvement. Ride-hail companies upped their game from last year, increasing scores in all 7 categories in which BTN surveyed, leading to an average score of 3.74. American Airlines has loosened its rules for customers to carry on a pet. The new policy took effect and allows travelers to stow a carry-on bag in the overhead bin. Previously, American customers who carried a pet could only bring a personal item, such as a purse or a backpack that could fit under the seat. Under the new rules, flyers will still be restricted to either a personal item or a carry-on. They aren't allowed both. American Airlines increased its fee for in-cabin pets from $125 to $150. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has announced fee changes for three of its most popular trusted traveler programs. Effective October 1st of 2024, the application fee for the new and improved Global Entry, Nexus, and Sentry will be $120. The change marks the first update in more than 15 years. Nexus applicants will be the most impacted, as the original fee was just $50. Meanwhile, Global Entry applicants can receive an extra $20, as the current rate is $100. CLEAR is adding more lanes at Boston International Airport. CLEAR this week announced it is now available at Logan's Terminal E, the third terminal for the security program at the airport. It is also available at Terminal A and B. Passengers who are CLEAR members and are traveling through Terminal E will now be able to use the new dedicated lanes that will take them directly to TSA physical security. As of April 2024, CLEAR is now available at 56 U.S. airports and plans to expand even further. JetBlue has begun charging higher bag fees during peak travel periods. The airline quietly put the policy into effect for bookings beginning March 22nd. It is the second price increase for checked bags that JetBlue has implemented this year. JetBlue is now charging $50 for the first bag on domestic and short-haul international flights during peak flying times, a $5 increase from off-peak flights. The second checked bag costs $70 for peak flights, $10 more than off-peak flights. Flyers can get $10 off those prices by paying for the bags more than 24 hours ahead of check-in. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well. I'm gonna go get some more.